أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 36 of Surah An-Nisa. From the beginning of the Surah to verse 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the rights of orphans, the rights of wives, of women and the weak. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, the whole of mankind, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu, O mankind, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes back to the very same theme of the worship of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the rights of others. Hence Allah says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about ibadat in Islam, what does ibadat entail? Ulama have written that the very first aspect of ibadat is to have the ta'zeem, the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. The second is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respect of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then within ourselves, we have the humility and the humbleness. And then we submit ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. If these are not found, then that is not regarded as ibadat. So hence, all of this needs to be found when we make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and do not ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. One is the zat of Allah ta'ala, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not bring another god and equate that god to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another person and equate that person to Allah ta'ala, another thing and equate that thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the kind of world that we are living in. And because of all the different bombardments, of all the different powers and technologies of this world, often man forgets about the greatness of Allah, the Qudrat, the Kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we begin to get the notion in our hearts, probably not the belief, but the notion in our hearts that things do, power of this world has all the supremacy, etc. And we need to negate all of that and bring pure iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing pure tawheed in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat that are unique only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like when we look at the quality of sustenance, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. There is no other sustainer but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything else is the means. Everything else is the means that not we have adopted, but what Allah ta'ala has created. And we need to be firm in all of this. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified, ibadat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah says, wabil walidaini ihsana, and then to be kind to parents. Now when we look throughout the Quran Sharif, we found, وَإِذَا خَدَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَإِذَا خَدَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the covenant of the Bani Israel, that Allah ta'budu illallah, that worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, immediately after the ibadat of Allah ta'ala is ihsan on parents, kindness to parents. Again, we will find in the Quran Sharif, Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the same thing, that ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kindness to parents, and then we'll find وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In Surah Bani Israel, the same order, the same system of Allah, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kindness to parents. Allah ta'ala says أَنِشْكُلْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, that be grateful to me and to your parents. This is the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has brought us into being, but Allah Ta'ala has used them to bring us into being. When we look through the Quran and through the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recommended us in every way to be kind to our parents. When we speak to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ, and do not even say uff to them. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to say that if there was any word that was shorter than the word uff, then Allah ta'ala would have used that. In other words, if we may bring it into our colloquial terms, do not even use the word akh for them. Do not even say that to them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Look at the expression that Allah Ta'ala says, do not rebuke them. Even after that, Allah Ta'ala brings this وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Allah says وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and then speak to them words of nobility. In other words, speak to them with kindness. How we speak, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to us about, and Allah ta'ala has directed us. وَقْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. What our attitude should be, that is of rahmah, of kindness towards them. On the one hand, some ulama have stated that this also shows our body language. That Allah Ta'ala is saying that one should lower one's wings and bring it to that of rahmah. That shows that even our body language, Ata ibn Abi Rabah says that a person, when he speaks to his parents, he should not even point the finger towards them. That is how cautious, how careful a person should be. So even the body language has been dictated by the Quran Sharif. Then when we look at the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the dua, what dua we should make for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. So even that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dictated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chalked out. When we look in the life of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it has been narrated, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would come home from the outside of his home, allowed he is to make salam to his mother, and then he is to make this dua for her. Allowed, in other words, in front of her, she used to hear this dua, and she used to then reply with a dua for him. And then when we find in the hadith how we should look at them, that also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recommended, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an obedient child that looks at his parents with the gaze of rahmah, with the gaze of mercy, with the gaze of kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that child the reward of one hajj. Now this sahaba radiallahu ta'ala was amazed that just the gaze and one hajj, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person gazes 70 times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the reward will be of 70 hajj. So when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that in every way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us how to deal with them, how to be kind with them, how not to bring difficulties upon them. In one narration, one person came to Madinah Munawwara, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take allegiance, to accept Iman, and also to make hijrat. So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to do all of this, but when I left home, I left my parents crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go back and make them smile, make them laugh like how you made them cry. So that was the directives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be kind to them. In other words, be obedient to them. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu Ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali afdal, which is the best of deed? In other words, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, number one, As-salatu ala waqtiha, namaz on its time. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, birrul walidain, that is kindness to one's parents. And then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then what? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, going out in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ihsan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, there is actually no measurement of it. Whatever we do, we continue doing, and there should never be any disobedience. We make the khidmat, we create the situation in which we make them comfortable as we can. We offer them the best that we can do. We do not give them any form of takleef, no disobedience, no harsh words, no bad words, no looks that will hurt their feelings. In every way, we keep them comfortable, and hence we find that throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled that being kind to parents, being good to parents, with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.